Before you bring the girls in, I've got to
step
out.
The girls in. Wait a minute, what the hell?
Hey, this is a
the
show.
Dancing girls.
You're not on Dial the Gate. You're on Wormhole Extremists.
Yeah, this is what we do, baby.
No, but Michael, I'm just resonating with everything that you're saying about the industry and how things have worked for you and how things are changing with these big budget streaming shows. But you know what it makes me want to say before I dip out of here is, as much as the fans have worked to keep Stargate alive and the fan community has continued to rally for 15 years, it's also, I really think, a testament to what you guys made back in the day, because a lot of shows just go away.
That's right.
Lot of shows just die.
That's right.
And it's like, oh yeah, that one was from the 80s. I remember watching that show. But instead, it's on DVD, it's on Blu-ray, and now it's on streaming, and there is a new generation of viewers who are coming in and discovering.
We in my house have a direct
quality of the stuff that you guys made.
We in our house have a direct comparative because Lex's show Andromeda was around, you know, in the later phase of the first 5 years of ours.
Yes.
So that's how I met doing her show. And they're not, you know, they're in that category of they don't get invited out to conventions or anything like that. They're kind of, you know, I think they just for the first time as a cast got invited to a convention this year. You know, and so the idea that the legacy, the fan legacy of this project, that of the Stargate name brand and is still resonating, and it's still young people because people are introducing their kids to it. All this hubbub, my own son said to me, so he's never watched anything I've been in. He won't watch it purposely because I'm in it, because I ruin it for him. Because he just goes, oh, that's dad, whatever. Thanks for my suspension of disbelief. And he finally said, so was this show like a big deal or something?
Yeah.
And I said, it's interesting. You should maybe watch the movie. And so we finally watched the movie 2 days ago for the first time because of all the hubbub about. So if nothing else, you know, the continued excitement, because he didn't know about any of this stuff from my angle. He was reading it himself on the internet. And he went, so what is this whole Stargate thing?
He has to find it himself. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and so he
might watch it now that dad's not in it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He watched the movie because I'm not in it. Yeah. I don't know if he'll watch it anymore.
But that may be his end, Darren, you know? He may be able to buttress a suspension of disbelief around this.
It's contagious. He loves all the action stuff, Marvel and he's into some of these anime and things like that. I mean, he's you know, older now. He's 19. He's not, you know, a kid anymore, but it's given him the excitement to which he would, like I said, he wouldn't touch it, anything I did with a 10-foot pole. And he was like, check this out then. So kind of excited.
Thank you, Michael, for being here. I'm gonna go. I just watched my wife pull away, actually, so I might have been left behind. But I'm gonna go see what's going on. Let me ask you this question and then I'll watch it offline. Okay. You've got got a new cast coming in.
Yeah.
People are going to hopefully fall in love with a brand new iteration of Stargate. And I imagine this time a few years down the road where that new cast is showing up at conventions alongside you, what advice are you giving them and how are you bringing them into the family as a former cast member?
That's a great question,
Darren. It's so different, but it really is. And I don't know the answer to it. I think that because it's new territory for us as well, in terms of, like, I remember, you know, going to a convention early days with Elena Huffman when they were getting a lot of flack, and somebody asked her, you know, was in the front row at Dragon Con, asked her direct, like, some sort of pointed question, you know, like why is your show so dumb, you know, something like that.
Yeah. And how dare you make a show I don't like.
Yeah. And
yeah, they were
so,
really
so there's going to be both. There's going to be the, you know, what they're, these people are going to be doing is they're jumping on a moving train. It's not like any other thing that they could be on. And depending on their experience, I mean, they might be equipped. They might have come from something else or some other franchise that let them know that, you know, there's a lot of crap talking out there, and there's a lot of, you know, negative. If anybody that doesn't know, there's a lot of negativity on social media, probably. But my advice is just to remain even keeled about the whole thing, about all of the You know, you're going to have people that are going to tell you you're the best thing since sliced bread. And you're going to have people that tell you you should get out of this business and never work again. For actors, strangely enough, it's kind of a common thing. So we get told we should get out of this business all the time. So for a lot of actors, it's not a big deal, but it still hurts sometimes. So you have to remain even keeled that the best of the best is not the best and the worst of the worst is not the worst, and just keep that even keel. And that would be my advice. Like I said, there's not too much advice you can get, and it will be situationally specific. I think part of the backlash of something like Universe was because people were jarred by the difference of filmmaking and tone, but they just come from Atlantis. They just come from SG-1, and so their backlash was fresh. It's like, this isn't my show, you know, whatever, without giving it a chance. And now I think that not only do we have people that are genuinely excited and they're going to tune in even if it's to do this, you know, and then there's going to be new people. There are people that have never heard of this darn franchise that are going to get a new show, and that's the desire to appeal to everyone. Exactly. That's the tent we're trying to build here.
Yeah. Expand.
Because there's new, like it's been a minute. It's been 14 years since SGU went dark. It's been 14 years. Yeah. You know, it's almost been 20 since we shot that last episode of SG-1 before we did the movies the following year. Almost been 20 years. Next year, it'll be 20 years. So, just to keep even keeled about the reactions to everything, and know that the best part is you're joining this big family that is loving and supportive, but also kind of, you know, there's some Thanksgivings where we sit around going, well, I disagree with that, and shipper this, and, you know, woke that, and blah, 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 blah. All these, you know, different opinions but we're still a family. You know,
that's
that even,
right.
You know, the drive-by commenting on, you know, like I said, on Collider.com is not part of the family. It's the people why they came to Gate World and to Dial the Gate to talk about this. That's the family. That's the old school family.
Yeah.
And we're welcoming some new babies into the world. And we hope that, you know, we prepare them appropriately with the right wisdom. But it's exciting.
Darren,
beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Darren.
Great to see you.
You too.
Michael,
go catch your wife.
Yeah, that's right. Wait for me. Thanks for watching this clip from Dial the Gate. You can find the full live stream shows on our YouTube channel or visit dialthegate.com for the complete schedule. See you on the other side.